Have you heard of the great king Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi? He was not just a great king, he was so pious that he used to establish his 5 times salahs. He used to keep fast and regularly recite the glorious Quran. One thing which is noted about him was his deep devotion and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Not just for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but also for the blessed name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had a loyal and obedient servant by the name of Ayaz. Ayaz had a son by the name of Muhammad. Subhanallah. Whenever the king, Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, used to call the son of Ayaz, he would address him by his name, O Muhammad. Please do this, O Muhammad, come here, etc. One day he says that, O son of Ayaz, come here. Ayaz, he hears this, he observes this. And later on he goes to the king and says, O my king, I see that you called my son in this manner, that O son of Ayaz, you did not address him by his name. Are you upset with him? Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he said, No, Ayaz, actually, whenever I call your son, whose name is after the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I call him when I am in a state of wudu. And that day, that time, I did not have wudu. And therefore, I felt it disrespectful to call the blessed name Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, if this is the kind of respect that our pious predecessors had for the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what kind of respect and deep devotion they had for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself. Something for you and I to think about and to follow in their footsteps as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.